Hello, I'm Zoe Hardman.
And I'm Georgia Dayton.
And together we are Made by Mummers.
If you've not listened before, then you're missing out on some incredible chats with some amazing guests about everything that parenthood throws at us.
And this week, our podcast is brought to you by Aviva Life Insurance. While you hold the policy, it's there to provide some financial support for your loved ones after you're gone.
What's more, Aviva's been protecting their customers for over 300 years and costs as little as £5 a month.
So to get a quote in just a few minutes, head to aviva.co.uk.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is our live episode from Birmingham, Alabama, and that's about to start. The first, 30 seconds were cut off, so it just sort of starts. It might sound a little weird because of that. And before it does start, let me just remind everyone that tomorrow we have a New Orleans show, big New Orleans show. Well, by the time you listen to it, it could be today. So if you're in the New Orleans area, come see us. There's still a few tickets left. And then later this month, we're going to Kansas City, actually Lawrence, fucking Kansas, and Omaha, Nebraska. So that'll be super fun. Go to watchacrappens.com to get tickets for that. And here we go.
I mean, Bravo is where my Lebanese side is scared. You know, I'm like, summer house. But yeah, what a fun show. And it really came back as idiotic as ever. It was great.
Yeah, that was really nice.
And it's kind of happening where you see pictures of yourself from last year on Facebook, and you're like, how did I get so old this year? But it's only been a year. It hasn't really been that long.
Right.
And that's how Lindsay probably feels this year. Also. I was like, how did this happen? They're like, these kids, and they're talking during dinner. Someone else was talking.
Oh, man. Well,
it's been really fun here so far in Hoover. What lovely weather we bring every place we go.
I actually loved the weather last night because we don't get rain in LA. So I was like, what is this? I was coming down so hard. I actually got a leak in my hotel room. I don't know if anyone saw that, but it was like at 4 a.m. All of a sudden I hear just like a.
And I was like, is that Sheena at the door?
Hello?
But it was actually a leak.
It's a very slow couple having sex in the room next door. It's just like the saddest bang on the wall ever. Like a clock, clock.
Rob can finish clock. In 7 minutes or less. By the way, I have to say on a sentimental note, well, first of all, this is my first time ever in Alabama, so this is very exciting. But Hoover, Alabama, I mean, can I go a little bit back, like to about 15 years ago? To me, Hoover, Alabama means two-a-days on MTV, right? Remember that show? I really was like fully expecting everyone to have those crazy bangs that all those kids had, where they were like, let me brush my hair all the way down, and then at the last second, swoop it to the right. But do the teenagers still like have that look? It was sort of like Justin Bieber had that look too for a moment. I was like, two-a-days. Does someone else hear? Does anyone know?
I didn't know what. I mean, the Floribama Shore, what's that? Is that here? It has Bama in it. Is that here or is that Florida?
It's partially here south.
Well, there were a couple of ladies on the air. You know the Karen meme, like, oh, Karen, call the manager. There were a couple of ladies on the plane with the actual Karen hair. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no. But it's been really great here. We went to the Seafood King last night. That was delightful. Do you guys go there?
There's a stunned silence. The audience is like...
Is it the lighting? Is that why you hate it there? Because they could work on their lighting.
They were playing Jasmine Sullivan, so I like that.
Yeah, we liked it. Yeah, everyone went gross. Sorry, Seafood King. That was like a reverse plug. Sorry, Seafood King. That was like, we did not mean to diss you. I was going to say it was like, what do I know, you know? I thought I was eating healthy because it says seafood on it.
Yeah.
You know?
It was between Seafood King and Dave & Buster's.
Why, people are saying. Because I don't even know why those were the choices.
Actually, honestly, it's because what was open. Because we arrived in the middle of, like, this massive storm. And
massive storm. It was like, bleep, bleep, bleep. This is how it was raining. Bleep, 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 bleep. Bleep, 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 bleep.
It was very intense, and I was like, danger.
But they did tell us it was going to be a massive storm. Like, the devices were like, bleep, bleep, tornado. It's a tornado, darling. Emergency alert. Lisa Vanderpump. Here's Lisa Vanderpump's voice just coming through. Run, Rhonda, run.
There is a flash flood warning, a flash flood of lies by Carl Richards.
Flash flood of betrayal.
I did get a flash flood. I guess we all did. I'm like acting like I got a flash flood warning.
Guys, I heard from my friend Amber. She sent me an alert. So.
But it was like flash flood warning. I was like, no shit. Have you looked out the window? It was like the Mississippi River going down Highway 495, whatever it's called. It's like, great, way to go, obvious alert. It's like, guys, it's raining out.
I just want to say sorry again to Seafood King. That wasn't good.
It was good.
Had a decent hush puppy with some really thick tartar sauce. I was happy. I loved it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get on to this first episode of season 4
of
Summer House.
Oh, and first, you want to do the show intro?
They know where the frick they are. They've been sitting here for 15 minutes. Hopefully you would have left by now if you didn't know. But welcome to Bitch Sesh, the podcast. Just kidding. Welcome to Watch What Crap Is, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Bronx. Really, really glad to be here talking about Summer House. They had a really long opening of what we're going to see this season, but I don't want to write it down because I don't like being spoiled.
Yeah. The only thing I wrote down, which I believe you wrote down also, was Lindsay saying,
Don't activate me.
Do not.
You do not want to see me activated.
Not want to see me activated.
The worst toy ever. It's like the worst sequel to Mannequin. Like, someone activated the mannequin.
Or like a really stupid credit card that you get in the mail. Yeah. You just have to call, but you're like, I'm not falling for this.
So then we get the theme song, which is one of my favorite theme songs on Bravo.
I still don't know the words, do you?
No, because it's basically someone just like sighing and falling asleep in musical form. Right.
So I tried to write down the words this time. So it's like, it's season 4. Like, have some respect.
Yeah,
these people sit down and write their music.
I know. It's the same singer as Vanderpump Rules, too.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Do she also works at Seafood King, apparently.
Yeah, no kidding, man. You guys aren't fucking around with your likes and dislikes.
Well, we only gave them Seafood King, really.
That's true. But I wrote down the words. We never stop.
I like that she elongated the note for stop.
That's how it goes.
Stop. Never-ending note about stopping.
Living the space life from sunset to sunrise. Let my love will take you over. I know of a place where I'll show you the way. The fuck does that song mean?
I know of a place where I'll show you the way.
Living the space life from sunset to sunrise. Let my love will take you over. Now, come on, Summer House. You gotta have some better grammar than that. Now, you know none of these are actually the words, but...
Yeah. Well, I just like the, I'll show you a place where we'll take you away, as if they're going to some sort of, like, enlightenment, a place of enlightenment. They're going to, like, an Airbnb outside of the Hamptons.
Yeah. They're going to pay, like, $10,000 a week to stay in some really rich person's house.
So then, you know, so then they do this weird thing where they have, like, an aerial shot of the Hamptons where it's like, ooh, the Hamptons, and then it's like, and now we're in Manhattan.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And then the entire season opens up with one of my favorites on Bravo, Paige, who I absolutely adore. She, you know, Paige is so small, and she's wearing these, like, enormous sleeves.
Yes.
That later on, when she gets out of the car, it looks like she's put her, like, arm through condoms, you know? They're just, like, these big things. So she's this little girl with these big sleeves in a giant Escalade, and she starts off the season by going, oh, fuck me. I was like, that's perfect. Great tone.
And it's just such a picture of privilege to start the first episode. It's like this 20-year-old girl, where the fuck did you get that big car? You know, you didn't buy that car, first of all. And then she's driving with her phone in her hand, which is so disgusting. Think about babies in the street. There are babies in the street.
Also, use the cars like Bluetooth.
So then this song... Trixie Monocle is at her peak in Summer House. Like, Trixie Monocle,
this is where
the amazing
workshops
singer.
All her hits, yeah.
Yes. All the songs are really good. And this is where she really just sticks with one theme. Because the other songs on Bravo, she's really branched out and tried to become more of a lyricist. Like, she'll try and tell a story now. I don't need to hear your story, Trixie Monocle, okay? It's like, here's my feelings about something. And she goes on for five lines and changes the lyrics.
Yeah.
Here, she's just the same. Get out of my way! Get out of my way! Get out of my way! It'll just keep going the whole time. That's the shallow bitch I need in my life.
Yeah. So Paige is driving through. She barely knows how to drive. She's going through red lights and everything. And then we cut to Kyle and Amanda, and they're loading up their car. And I don't know. I just don't know why I wrote this down. I just wrote down Amanda saying, I don't know where to put this, as she puts a bag in the car.
So
Amanda, where do I put this, Kyle?
Because he got a new sports car, you know, because he's loaded too somehow. Yeah. But he's older, so with him, I'm like, well, he old, you know. He bought, he earned it on this show. You're like, he's an old fogey on this show. He works.
And then we got another Trixie song.
No, but I have to say this Kyle line, because Kyle's like, Amanda, this year is all about sportiness over function, babe.
Function?
You don't want to hear that right when you're about to marry a guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the year you want to see your guy going through his midlife crisis.
No,
you
definitely
know?
Not. Definitely not. So then Trixie comes on, and this time she's going, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Yeah. Over and over. And then the creepiest part of the show.
Yes, I wrote that down too. Creepy.
Blink. Blink. All the cameras start turning on in the
inside
house.
Inside the
blink,
summer
blink,
house.
Blink, 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 blink. It's creepy.
Like there's some like old guy played by like Gary Cole who's like sitting there in a shack. You're like, and now they're coming back and I'm going to watch them all.
Blink, 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 blink,
it's like Sliver.
Yeah. Disgusting. And the beds, everything's been redone in the house now. And they were... I guess they're trying to make the beds look bigger. Beds are like people, apparently. When you put horizontal stripes, they look fat.
Yeah.
Like, the beds look so... I was, like, fat-shaming the beds. I was like, oh, of course, you made a fat
way to
bed.
Go.
And it's then they have skinny beds with stripes the other way. And I was like, why do those beds... Like, why do they get a decent outfit,
yeah.
You know?
Why can those beds afford a nice, sporty new car?
Fucking fat shaming show. It's a fat shaming show. By the way, my butt crack is literally touching the back of my seat. I'm so glad there aren't people on the side of the... I feel it.
Vertical line, so it's slimming.
No, I got the... Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Butt cracks are slimming.
Seafood so, King is really...
Seafood King.
Really blew me up really quick.
I'm very scared about Seafood King because we had round one, but I have not had round two yet, so you know.
Oh, God. Why'd you have to ruin it? We were having such a good time here.
I have to speak my truth sometimes. Anyway, the point is this. A car pulls up to the house, and we hear a voice that says, "We're back."
Yeah.
Yeah, gents, we're here.
So we're live.
Yeah, more live.
We're here. Yeah. We're back.
Yeah, it's Carl and Lindsay have pulled up. And just Carl brought that giant zebra that was never funny with anyone else.
Wes.
He brought it back. To make
zebra
it work.
Wes.
Yeah, more
the
zebra.
The roommate.
Yeah.
If you forgot who I was, my name is Carl, and as you can read on my chyron on the bottom of the screen, I'm in sales/development, so there's that going, got that going for me.
It's been a great year, I'm employed again, I can afford more than a pancake, stop brushing my teeth again, and life's been good.
And then Lindsay is just so Lindsay. She's with him, and she's like, "Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God." It's like you're walking from the driveway to the door. Calm down.
Yeah. And once again, they have an enormous stack of Amazon boxes. I don't know why this happens every episode and who's sending the boxes.
They order a lot of shit from Amazon. That's how. Well, it's a mystery.
They're opening up another branch of Seafood King out there. Yeah, you got really triggered by that. I was like, okay, guys.
I took it very personally. It's like, that's how much I need from Amazon. Get off my ass.
So they get in there, the kitchen's been redone, so that's exciting. And Carl's like, "Whoa, Lindsay, should we open a celebratory rosé? What do you think about that?"
"Oh my God, Carl, you can do it."
"Yeah, we're going to have a great summer, Lindsay."
Mm. She goes, "Great summer, a fantastic summer."
That's such a lateral move. It's like great to fantastic.
I know. Yeah. Thanks for elaborating, Lindsay.
Yeah. I'm not even an amazing, so just fantastic, you know. So then Paige is calling Hannah to come down from her apartment. She's like, "I'm like here, but like I'm at a dead end and I have no idea what I'm supposed to do now."
Yeah.
So.
And then they cut to an external shot of her car. And she was, I feel like no one noticed this. Her car was the wrong way in a one-way street. It was not a dead end. The dead end was that there was another car coming towards her, waiting for her
she
to turn
around.
She is the
dead end.
I was
she
like,
is the dead end sitting in that street.
She is exactly that girl. I was like, "I'm in a dead end." There's like a car. There's a wall that's shaped like a car that's just parked in front of me. Go back and look. It's for real. It's like this show. It's literally like the SUV and another SUV looking at her like, "Who the fuck is this crazy lady with her huge sleeves?"
Her huge sleeves, her big circle sleeves. It's like a fancy dog cone, those sleeves.
It was.
Very big.
So then Hannah comes out, and Hannah's just like, "Well, my thing is I play tennis, so I'm going to walk out with 5 tennis rackets under my arms."
Yeah.
So Paige is like, "The best couple in this house isn't even the other couple you cared about last season, which I can't remember right now. It's me and Hannah, because we're like best friends, and we talk every day, like, and at night, too."
Yeah. So, so we learned that Kyle is going to be bringing a friend named Luke, who we're going to meet, and then...
Oh, my God, hot. Jesus
I know,
Christ,
so hot.
Thank you. This is the hottest person they've ever brought onto Summer. I'm used to Bravo's, like, not quite hot people, where you're like, "Oh, yeah, you're hot, but I can still rag on you completely and not feel guilty about it, because you're not really hot enough to have this job." But, oh, my God, Luke.
Luke is so hot. I do wonder, though, is Luke the number one most eligible bachelor on Hinge? Because that's a really important thing to have on your resume. And Hannah's going to be bringing a friend named Jules, who, by the way, Jules made a big debut on Bravo last night, because not only was this her summer house debut, but she was in the background of Margaret's party on Real Housewives New Jersey. So, look, that's what we have. Yeah,
next,
that's what
you know,
we have.
She's going to be the president of this fucking country.
I
watch out.
Please welcome Jules.
That could totally happen. So back in Carl and Amanda's tiny little car,
They're like, traffic, right? I'm like, you two are going to last a long time.
That's what I wrote down. I wrote down, they're doomed. He goes, nothing like getting out of the apartment and sitting in the FDR. She's like, ha! I was like, okay. He's trying to convince us.
He's like, so does this mean, like, you're going to be a good person to me now that we're, like, in your favorite season, which is summer? And she's like,
I just think I need a couple of weeks in the sun, Kyle. Like, maybe up that vitamin D, Kyle.
And he's like, I got your vitamin D right here.
No. No.
This fucking show, I'm telling you. It was so funny. Because I didn't hear it at first. I was like, why are they arguing now? Because it turned, of course, it's them. So it turned into an argument. He's like, I got your vitamin D. You don't even use it. And she's like,
oh, babe. I think I would rather have the sun.
And then it really? Does the Bravo. And he goes, you haven't been taking advantage of it. And she goes,
yeah, it's been overcast, Kyle. I was like, oh.
Oh. Wow.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Stay warm for a while. 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey, shh,
have
shh,
a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.
So, yeah, so they're on their way. And everyone's, you know that, like, everyone in the house is, like, so not looking forward to, like, oh, the engaged couple's coming back. So now they're driving, and Kyle's already, he's, like, has a lot of issues with not having everyone's attention in this episode, because he's like, oh, Amanda, what? Now you're going to be on your phone? You're going to be on your phone, Amanda? It's like it's a road trip.
What am I supposed to talk to you? Of course I'm going to be on my phone.
You just said vitamin D in a gross way.
What do couples do?
Yeah.
Isn't that how you guys stay together?
But then, so Amanda's looking on Instagram, and so apparently, Carl and Lindsay have gotten really close, and we see a picture of them. It's like this really weird thing. It's like Lindsay and Carl at like a Lexus sales event. Yeah. For real, because the caption is "Summer Truckin' had me a blast." Hashtag Summer Truck. Hashtag Lexus. At Lexus
hashtag
USA.
Hashtag Lexus just cheated on me.
At Lexus USA.
Hashtag so, Lexus rhymes with Texas.
But they're there in front of this Lexus dealership, and they're both standing there going like this.
Right, kicking up their legs. That's what you do on Bravo to get your free shit, okay? That's why they were doing it and hashtagging everything, you know? It's like the wedding thing. It's like Britney's like, look at my Hooters and my win! Hashtag Hooters!
Hashtag used to work here! Hashtag Hooter wants a scooter! Hashtag Hooter man!
I also get their free lease, because you know that shit's over at the end of summer. It's like, yep. And thank you, you know?
Yep. So, yeah. And by the way, also, the show had to blur out their Instagram names, which I thought was so funny. That I don't even think they had to blur out their names. I think they're just like, we are not going to let these people get any more followers. We're just blurring them out. No siree.
Yeah. So then back in Hannah and Paige's car, they're like, oh my God, are Carl and Lindsay dating? That is nuts. Are they like totally dating right now? Like, what is going on? I see them all together on Instagram. Like, what are they doing? Paige is like so upset over everything all the time.
But they're also like, they're basically like us. They're like, really? They're dating?
Yeah. They start talking about all the things they have in common. Like, they both lose their temper a lot.
They're both obsessed with each other.
They both wear really tight pants, like probably the same size pants.
They love a Lexus sales event.
Copious amounts of coke, let's be honest.
So Kyle is going to be messy. And by the way, I fully believe that Kyle told this to Amanda like 2 weeks earlier. But either way, Kyle's like, wow, looks like they're a couple. And it's kind of a coincidence because I know that like a week ago they went to Hamptons and there was some sort of hookup, if you know what I'm saying. I'm not going to be pointing any fingers, but there was.
How do you shoot a finger gun?
Let's just say he's got a lot of fingers and a lot of pies. You know, he's been working his fingers to the bone lately, and
she's like, see this ring, Kyle? It means you tell me everything, Kyle.
And he's like, okay, I talked to Carl last night, and he was like, bro, gotta tell you something. Fingered Lindsay. It's like, what?
Like, what?
He probably told that to so many random people.
What?
Like, I was thinking, in my mind, I was like, surely he did not just say. I was like, for a crime? You know what I mean? Lindsay did it. Yeah. Singer Lindsay. Lindsay did it. Lindsay killed that lady. Like, surely this did not just...
Single Lindsay, guilty as charged.
I really just wrote, ha-ha, gross. That. So Amanda's like, and he's like, well, I feel like I'm gossiping. And she's like, yeah, with your future wife, Kyle.
It's not called gossiping anymore. It's called tattletaling, and you have to do it. It's mandatory now.
So Kyle elaborates on the story. He says, well, last night I was walking back from the gym, and Carl called me and said, I think I fingered Lindsay. It's like, we got
I might have fingered Lindsay.
I think you'd know.
Might have. Maybe. I don't know.
Like, Everett, oh.
I had just dropped my keys down the sink drain, so might have just fingered Lindsay, might have just lost my keys. Not really sure what was going
on.
Honestly,
I thought I was in an elevator. That's it.
So they get there, and they're bringing in groceries together, Carl and Lindsay. And Carl's like, let's bring in some groceries. Look at you acting all girly. And she's like, oh, I can't even lift it, Carl. I can't even lift it. You're so hard. Like, she's talking kind of like Amanda now because she's trying to be like, girly. Like,
oh. And you're like, I got you. I got you, gents. I got Don't your way. I got you.
Give me your way.
Yeah.
So then back to Kyle. He's like, yeah. He was like, and we're in her bed. I fingered her. We weren't even kissing at the time.
What? How did that happen?
It's like it's too hard to concentrate on both. It's like patting your head and rubbing your belly, you know? Come on, we can do two things at a time. Good Lord. So Amanda just looks at him and she's like,
ew! I want to stop picturing this.
So then Kyle talks about, like, how this is just going to end terribly because, basically, Carl dated Lindsay's best friend, Danielle, who's just after the VD, yeah.
Yeah, just here for the D.
Yeah, and then he also dated Lauren Workus. Carl. And then Lindsay dated Everett, who's like,
Lindsay, fuck Vietnam that time, Lindsay.
So it's all going to end badly. As if it's ever ended well on this show for anyone. So back at the house, Lindsay's like, Carl, I feel like you're like my non-boyfriend.
Yeah, we're like brothers and sisters who...
She's like, hop, sex.
We haven't done that.
It's like the version of Hansel and Gretel I don't need to see. I know there's one in the theaters now, oddly enough.
It's only Gretel.
There's one of the movies like now in the movies now that's called Gretel and Hansel. Gretel and Hansel. Look, ooh. I changed it.
Ooh, everything is different in 2020. The girl is shoved in the oven first. She has top title now.
It's about a boy and a girl who go to Tom Tom. And they get lost.
Gretel.
And become waitresses.
Gretel, Hansel, and Tuna Tata.
So the girls arrive, and Paige has sleeves. Those sleeves are killing
me.
So they arrive, and they're like, oh my God, everything looks so different. Like, the house, is that bed fat? That bed is fat. That bed is totally
fat. Look at that fat bed.
The fat bed.
So the new girl, Jules, arrives. Jules is a digital marketing designer. Thank you. Someone in the audience goes, oh. I don't know why it bothers me. Like, there's nothing wrong with being a digital marketing designer, but just something about, like, everyone on the show is doing a job that I feel like if I asked them what...
Could be fake.
And, like, if you get stuck, like, at a cocktail party, be like, so what do you do? Well, we just, like, really work with brands. And we just, like, really, like...
Brands.
We put brands together
branding, and
really facilitate
branding.
Operations.
We're into branding.
So that way it's a brand.
Mostly branding.
And, like, we have activations.
Yeah, we'll take software, like, ideas...
We just bring it from consumers to consumers to the brand.
Yeah, we'll put a brand.
And it's all about synergizing those things.
We'll look on Instagram and be like, oh, you have a lot of followers.
And the other thing is that Carl did
brand?
Finger Lindsay.
Then we have
so.
A brand over here. We finger Lindsay.
Yeah.
Hannah tells us about Jules, which is an obvious fake Bravo friendship that Hannah's not even going to try to pretend is real. She's like, because on Housewives, it's like, I knew this girl. She had a store. I love coming into the store because I used to have a store. So we're like best friends. And it's like, the girl's horrible. You know, it's like
Eden Sassoon.
But Hannah, Eden Sassoon.
That was the arc of Lisa Rinna and Eden Sassoon.
It was like, the literal thing.
I go to Pilates. She has a store next to it.
Love her.
She's like a garden and a salon together. Eden Sassoon.
And 2 weeks later, Eden Sassoon's like, she's a drug addict. So anyway, it's that old Bravo thing. We know each other, but they obviously don't. Hannah's like, I met Jules in the spring through Jordan. Like, she just moved here from Chicago, and she doesn't have any friends. And since Jordan isn't coming to the house, I was like, why not bring a friend who, like, wants to get some D, you know, brah?
And Hannah goes, she's, like, the one person who's, like, if you're, like, hey, who wants Fireball? She'll be like, fuck yeah, me. I'm like, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
There is someone you can trust with your extra set of keys, you know?
So Carl meets Jules, and she's like this really super cute, sort of short, petite girl. And so Carl sees her, and he's like, oh, hi, how are you?
I'm Carl. Hello. Branding.
Yeah, put your weight on
you me. You branding?
Yeah,
I'm into branding.
I like branding. To put branding and branding together.
Book a book. Yeah. Carl, put your brand on me. Put your brand on me.
And she's like, yeah, I just moved to New York, like, on Tuesday, and this is, like, my first time in the Hamptons. And Carl's like, oh, my God. Your first time in the Hamptons?
She talks like one of those girls who's like, oh, thank you. But you know she's, like, she hates you, and she's calling you fat in her mind. Like, she's totally this girl, you know. I have nothing to back that up yet. She seems lovely.
She gives me odd Candace Dillard vibes, too.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, weirdly.
Well, just we'll see. I hope someone leaves some butter knives on a table so we can test that.
I feel like she's the sort of person who, when you're at work, she comes over to your desk and goes, hey, so, love the work you're doing, but I think what we need to do is just, like, be a little more smarter about how we write the things that we write and send them.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the work you're doing so
much.
Just
remember that anything you write in an email, everyone reads and it stays there forever.
Yeah.
Could you just remember? It's always there. You might want to think about that longer.
One thing that I find works well for us is if when we use BCC instead of CC, that's really good for us. Great.
Yeah. Not everybody is okay with having their email address just blasted across the office. Also, if you could park in your space a little more to the right. I love your car. It is so pretty. Did you just get it washed? Just
and
move it a little bit over.
Could you, like, maybe, you know what? I know that you run warm, but, like, could you maybe, like, not turn the thermostat up? Because I run a little cold. I'm a little skinny,
Oh, yes. Oh, that lady.
We've all had coworkers like that.
Actually, I am that lady. I am that lady.
That,
who am I
way,
talking about?
That
I'm like, we're going to have this air conditioning on 50, bitch. All right, do whatever you have to do. Bring a poncho. I don't care what it is. Bring a little heater front of your desk or whatever, Debbie. Put it under there.
That went from, like, a comedy bit to, like,
triggering. You're triggering.
Actively working out some demons from, like, 10 years ago.
Well, that's what this show does to me. It's like thin people winning at everything. Like, how do you have that car? How are you that young?
So anyway, so...
It's also is enraging, okay?
So basically, so they're all, they're getting to know Jules, and Carl's like, so, what do we call you? And she goes, Jules.
Goes, no, oh, but like,
but
no,
what's
no.
What's your nickname?
Yeah, what's your name?
Jules.
No, no. But like, what's the name that people call you?
Jules. But I mean, like, I don't really, like, call people by their nicknames that, like, other people do. I like to call them by my own nickname.
Yeah.
Like, well, then why are you asking, Carl? Just come like, up with something.
Julito.
Julito.
Juluti.
Jewel House.
Gelatina.
Gelato.
Jalopy.
Hey,
Jalopy, those are fun.
Hey, Jewel Vape. Yeah.
She's like, okay, my name is Julia, but you can call me Jules.
Yeah. So then Julia, so then they're like, hey, Carl, why don't you help Julia put her, Jules, bring her bags into the, like, into the house or something like
all
that.
Right, got it, got your weight, got your weight.
And so as this is happening, Jules walks by Lindsay, and we put this up on our Instagram, but in case you didn't see it, she walks by Lindsay, and Lindsay gives her this look like...
She can't even hide it.
She's so anxious.
She wants
like,
to
I'll
kill
take
this
the
girl.
Bags in. She's like, there's no way I'm leaving Carl alone with this bitch.
Yeah, Lindsay's like, I'll do it. I've got your bags. And Paige is like, Lindsay didn't help me with my bags last year. And I was new, so something is probably going on.
Hey, do you guys like the new ornamentation I added to our SUV? It's like, Paige, that's like a stop sign under the tire.
It's the toddler we were talking about. Just that's stuck like a, on the grill of your car.
It's a
gotta
lemonade.
Watch out.
It's like part of a lemonade stand. It's like stuck to the fender. Do you guys like what I did with the car? Hit my car?
It's an armadillo, lady. So they're going through the house and talking about how everything's changed. She's like, oh my god, this kitchen got a facelift. And Carl's like, the pantry wasn't even that great before. Because last year they were like hooking up in the pantry because it was away from the cameras.
Yeah, but they put cameras in the pantry this year, I read somewhere. So, sorry, Carl.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You're trying to trigger me again. Putting cameras in a pantry? Who does that? Why don't you just put them in a toilet bowl and just watch somebody poop? Like...
Look,
can I have no privacy in this world?
It's the sequel to Flowers in the Attic. Yeah. Cameras in the Pantry.
Yes, like that's the one place I can be myself.
So,
last summer I was like totally into Paige, but then I wound up like dating Kirsten. Remember her? Yeah, no, yeah. So, yeah, but now I'm just like, honestly, all I want right now is just to find the right person and, like, relationship. And it's just, like, really hard to find when you're a fuckboy, you know?
Yeah, just looking for the perfect person. It's hard. It's like, you fucked, like, 19 of the perfect person.
Yeah.
Just pick one. At this point, just pick one. It's like a chicken kebab on a plate. They're all the same. Every girl you have had sex with
chicken
is
kebab.
They're all the same in one way, you know? The chicken kebab, yes.
I like that you took it to a chicken kebab place, of all the things.
Well, I was thinking of, like, the whitest meat on a stick that I could think of, and that was it. Chicken kebab.
Chicken kebab.
Chicken kebab. So then we get girls. The girls are bonding, and Trixie Monocle is singing a song going, they come, they come, they come, they come, they come, they come.
Her ode to zombies, yeah.
What the fuck is that song about?
Well, because then Kyle and Amanda arrive. See, it was setting the scene.
I know, I just don't need to hear that right after Carl talking about how many girls he's banged.
No,
you know, it's
not.
Like, they come.
So Kyle and Amanda arrive, right. And everyone's hugging, and Amanda's like, what are they doing in our kitchen? And then there's just, like, all this happiness. And then, out of nowhere, we get, like, a big Trixie Monocle thing where it's like, dun 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 dun. It's like all this music, like, yeah, here we go. And we see, like, it's like, oh my god, something's gonna happen. And it, like, cuts to, like, four screens, and this, and every screen, everyone's just like, yeah, so I'm gonna. It's like people like wiping down a counter, going up a staircase, like
opening
nothing
a drawer,
happens.
Closing the drawer. Well, the drawers are the same, so
the music,
that's cool.
Yeah, the music got so exciting, and they did nothing. They just sat there.
Oh my god!
I was like, what is happening?
So then the girls are downstairs talking, and Paige is like, are they, like, hooking up? What is going on with those two? And Amanda's like, I have secrets.
What do you want first, secrets or guacamole? Because I can do both.
She's like, Kyle, can I tell him the secret? And Hannah's like, you don't need his permission to do anything. Just do it.
Yeah. So Amanda basically drops the bomb the way I would. She goes, well, finger bang. Finger bang.
Finger bang.
And Hannah just falls on the floor.
So then Carl comes in and they're like, no, they're just paused waiting for Carl. He's like, Hannah, while you're down there on the floor, would you clean up a bit?
Did someone say it was Alexis December to Remember event?
And he leaves again, and then Amanda's like,
yeah, they finger banged and they didn't even kiss.
So then Luke comes in while all the girls are talking about finger banging. New boy Luke. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I'm so glad he doesn't live in Los Angeles because there's like some hope for him, you know? And I don't mean like as a person. He's going to be a terrible human being. Like he's too hot to be a good person. But I just mean he won't get used up the same way that like boys like that in Los Angeles get used up as, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, you won't just be like, where'd Luke go one day, and then nobody ever knows, but then everyone's like, well, that's depressing, let's just not talk about it anymore.
Yeah, that, I still think that might happen to him. I mean, so he's a model slash hockey coach.
I mean, right.
With his, like, bandana, he sort of has this, like he might just rob a train passing by.
Yeah, he's
thinking
bandana.
About it. He's like, maybe I will. Yeah. Or maybe I'll just talk.
He loves a bandana. And he has two different faces. Like, he's very mysterious. He has, like, face, like, when he's talking to people. And then he has diary room face where they're getting interviewed. And he's a totally different human being. Like, I don't know. And it's not facial surgery, but I don't, is it lighting? I don't know. Is it the angle? I don't know. Are they twins? I don't know.
He's
They're
really
both
hot,
so hot. They're
He's
both
really hot.
Hot.
He's like sort of gives. He's sort of like Charlie Hunnam a little bit, right?
Oh, well, Charlie Hunnam's had some issues. I saw him in a new movie preview, and they're like, "Yeah, he's like
Hansel and Gretel."
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same. Sorry. I just seafood king Charlie Hunnam. What did that guy ever do to me? Besides the last two seasons of Sons of Anarchy. I still love you, Charlie Hunnam, seafood king.
Either way, Luke walks in and all the girls are like, hi, which I would be too, by the way. So Kyle sees him, he's like, yeah, we need another bro in the house. And he looks like a bro. This is really good.
Looks like a bro, talks like a bro. Bandana, I'm assuming that's a bro thing. Not really sure. Getting a bandana, though. Gonna tell you that. No bruise in this show, ma'am.
Yeah,
ladies
no brew.
Screaming brew out. No bruise in this show.
Non-bruzo.
We have been traumatized by Below Deck. I'm still traumatized.
I know. And for the record, Kay Chastain said, you're just a baker. Not, you're just a faker. It's been a big controversy.
Well, congratulations. You were correct. Here's your fresh bottle of Dasani.
I just want a banner behind me that says, congratulations, you did it. Anyway,
it, Ben.
So Hannah goes and finds Carl. So Luke comes in, and then Hannah, like, runs up to Carl. Hannah cracks me up, like, because she's, like, so you feel like she's, like, trying, she wants to start trouble, but she's so, like, giddy about the idea of starting trouble that she can't control herself. So she runs up to Carl and goes, Carl, there's another straight man in the house. And a lot of sexual tension between you and Lindsay. Ooh, she just runs away.
So she goes up to Luke right away, and this is why I really like Hannah. That girl knows exactly what to judge about you in the first 2 seconds she meets you. And I love that in a person, you know? She goes right up to him, and he's like, hi. And she goes, so you have an accent? He's like, I mean, people tell me that. And she's like, Irish? Is it Irish? He's like, no. She thinks I'm Irish, bro. It's like, Southern? Is it Southern? It's like, no, I'm from northern Minnesota. And she's like, oh, Minnesota! Oh! It's like canoeing down a river. It's like just making up.
Don't act like that's not going to be us by the end of this recap. And so then, Luke was going down the river.
Yeah.
Trying to escape from the police after he robbed the train.
Yes. That's why I like it, because he has to, like, find the specific thing to make fun of him for. And then she's like, oh, Minnesota, got it. And I have jokes all year. She starts, like, polka dancing around or some shit.
So then Carl meets Luke, and he's like, whoa, you're like Kyle, but you hit puberty. Finally some alphas. I'm like, what? Ew.
Did he say that? Finally some alphas?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm scrolling through. No, the show just goes really fast, and
there's
we don't need to write 30 minutes for each little scene. It's like, then they walked into the pantry. Then someone went pee. You know, then someone touched the banister. Okay.
So Amanda turns to Paige, and she's like, so, how's Perry? And Paige is like, oh, he's adorable, and I want to squeeze his face. And at which point, I was not sure if Perry was like a new man in her life or like an adorable dog. I was really hoping it was going to be a dog.
Yeah, me too. And then Amanda's like whining some question at her, and I didn't know what it was. So here's what I wrote. Is he in the tilapia? Is he in a lap band? What? That's what I wrote. What are you saying?
Tilapia and lap band. Well, one thing leads to another.
I know. And those things don't even sound the same. It's like when I rewound it, I just heard her saying something totally different. So she's like, I don't know. He's older than us, and he doesn't, like, love the party scene. And Amanda goes, how did you find a man like that? And then cuts to Kyle drinking from the rosé bottle.
For some reason, I don't trust Perry at all. I've never met him, but I don't trust him at all.
I don't either.
No. He took away our Paige. I mean, he didn't take her away, but I feel like I need Paige to be single if she's going to be on Summer House. You know, that's when I think she operates the best.
Yeah.
Going on pancake dates, getting mad at Carl.
Yeah.
That's my style, Paige.
So we get the story from Paige. She's like, I met Perry like 2 years ago, but we were just friends. But then he was like, I love you. So... what is this relationship? Did you give him your social security number? Like, this is weird.
It is. It really is.
So then at the dinner table,
time
Lindsay,
for dinner.
Still, Lindsay, you can see, is so annoyed because the whole cast was recast last year, right, with these younger people. But now it's still Lindsay and Carl, who are basically like Jessica Tandy and Hume Cronin walking through the house. Like, cute. Like, you still love them and everything.
Fingering Miss Lindsay. It's a great movie. Idea. Great movie idea.
No. But Lindsay's trying to, like, she hates him, but she's still left in the position, like, I thought you guys could set the table. Like, okay, Mom. Okay, Mom.
You know, you should all be happy when you talk about Jessica Tandy and Hume Cronin that I didn't make a Batteries Not Included reference also. So.
Well, that would have been more appropriate, right? Batteries Not Included.
That's all my Jessica Tandy. Like, I can't work fried green tomatoes into it in any way.
I was thinking of a good Cocoon joke, but I couldn't think of one. That's my favorite one. Ooh, sorry, I just spit on nobody. Aren't you glad we're not closer to you guys? Okay, so dinner table. Hannah is like, welcome to my table, Minnesota. So you knew Norwegian too?
He goes, and he's like, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, yep, 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 yes I am. Yep, yep.
Okay, so then we get to our first argument. Carl's like, Amanda, can I see your ring? Oh my god, dude, you killed it with that ring. She's like, showing a ring. And so Lindsay's like, trying to start trouble, right? She's trying to be messy. She's like,
well, last time I saw you posting, you were getting married in spring 2020, and you were going to do it in Vermont, but you were looking for a venue, but come on, work with me here, come on.
It's like doing that for them to keep talking.
So Kyle and Amanda are trying to give like a spin over what went terribly wrong with their engagement, clearly. And so there's, you know, Amanda's like, well, we found a spot. Like, yeah, I was in Vermont. It was near Stowe. And then Hannah and Paige in the corner are like, no one's asking us about our wedding. You know, they're just like having fun and like, I know. And they're just like giggling. And Kyle's like,
yeah, he's getting so upset. Because then Amanda starts talking to them, and just how she says it, she's like,
it's a sensitive topic, because we found a venue, and then we booked a date, but it fell through, and now we're starting from scratch, and then I was actually really relieved, so I shut down wedding planning,
and they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, well, we had a deposit, and Paige is like, well, what had happened was, they're like making little jokes, you know, and yeah. Then he's like, as much as I love your guys' banter... And they just start laughing in his face.
Yeah.
Like, we're laughing with each other at dinner. Like, don't get crazy over it. Okay, yeah. Kyle?
And he's like, yeah, well, I've been working hard on this. And Hannah tells us, I think it's great that Kyle has been working
on his own wedding. My congratulations. About this relationship's a mess, you know, basically. And then the girls keep laughing, and Amanda's like, girls, shut up. He's getting really mad.
Yeah, Amanda's trying to smooth things over because she's, like, telling the girls to be quiet, but then she's also doing her classic, Kyle.
Yeah, and Lindsay is still trying to keep it with her. She's like,
I just wanted to say that I, like, know the stress of looking for a venue, and I can get Pizza Beach for you, so if anybody needs that.
She's actually talking to you, but you're apparently hanging out with a giggly squad. Zing.
Yeah.
Good one, Kyle. The giggly squad.
So they're like, we're just laughing, Kyle. And he's like, have you ever been at a table when someone's being rude? That's literally you right now.
Says Kyle, who will now spend the rest of the season in like a mullet wig crashing down on people's laps.
I know. Don't you normally put your balls on someone's forehead by this time in the evening, sir? What are you talking about manners at the dinner table?
And Paige is like, you're literally yelling at us for laughing. And then Lindsay just starts doing this really weird thing where she starts going, Kyle. I was like, are the Workers twins back?
Yeah. So then Carl's like, bro. Come on, let's go outside. Let's go outside. Come on, let's go. Like, holding Kyle back. Kyle's like, oh, yeah.
Dude, fucking A.
So he takes him outside and he's like, Kyle, is this you, bro? Is this you? Look at yourself right now. Is this you? Yes, it's him. Have you just met? And Carl's like, what is going on? And Carl's like, it's a generational gap. And it's brutal. It's a brutal gap.
Meanwhile, over at the table, Lindsay's sitting there, and Jules is like, what am I? Have I gotten myself into? And then out of nowhere, she just falls over. Although I don't think it was actually, but I rewound it like 5 times. And upon further examination, I don't think it was just a fall over. I think Lindsay actually pushed her over quietly. And I'm not even joking, because if you go back, you see Lindsay goes like this. Like that. And then Jules is like, oh. And she's just like down. And no one helps her get up.
Oh, so the girls are all mad, and Hannah's like, can I talk? Like, I'm allowed to get pissed, okay? I'm sorry we were giggling about a comment, okay?
Giggles,
like, I understand we laughed, but I feel like there might be something deeper here. Like, why are you hitting the table? And Carl's like, just apologize, bro, just apologize. And Luke's like, I'm hot. I'm so fucking hot.
Whoa, this reminds me of that time in Minnesota when I saw a cow got really mad, and I said, whoa, dude.
I'm like, whatever, I got a glass of rosé in my hand, so I'm going to drink that while being extremely fucking hot. I'm sitting here being hot.
Does anyone know if the rumors are true that there might be a some sort of locomotive going by anytime soon?
Oh, some more screaming and yelling. Kyle's just drunk. He's like, fuck you, Hannah!
Yeah.
Then Luke goes outside with Jules, and they're doing that new people thing where they're like, oh my god, why are they acting like this? Yeah, this is like crazy. This is our first dinner. Fucking god damn it, I want to fuck myself right now. And then by season 2, they're like, fuck you, bitch, fuck you. You be quiet at the dinner table, you.
So the girls have now gone into the kitchen. Amanda's, of course, crying. And so they're there, like, why am I yelling at her? Just a giggle. And then Kyle comes in. He's like, girls, can I just say something? And Amanda goes, no, we walked away for a reason.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that is such great logic that no one has ever applied before. Yes.
Yeah. He's like, okay. And he's like, I just want to say one thing. She's like, okay, Kyle, you can say one thing, but you can't take any personal jabs at anyone here. He's like, I won't take any personal jabs.
And you can only speak from your personal feelings, nobody else.
And he's like, okay, I'm only going to speak.
And I'm really just counting things on my fingers, so I want to say something else, but I have nothing. Go ahead.
He's like, I would love it if you wouldn't interrupt me. And another thing, Kyle. Stop talking. So he's like, it went from you two giggling to then Amanda giggling. And when Amanda starts to giggle, it's like, why do we even talk if we could just giggle, right, everyone? Yeah. Giggle squad.
Giggle squad. Why don't you just pull out your iPhone?
okay? Why don't you just do that while I'm trying to talk to you?
So then, yeah, so Hannah's
out of nowhere, he goes, and fuck you, Paige.
Yeah. And Paige, her sleeve ruffles just get fully erect. And she's like, I haven't said one thing the whole time, and the last thing you're going to do is fucking yell at me, bro. Don't yell at me, fucking bro. You know who yelled at me last time? The toll operator at the Holland Tunnel, and guess where he is now? Underneath my chassis.
And then Amanda's like, oh my God, I just got so many and so fast. Like, Amanda's already sobbing.
So Kyle is upstairs on the balcony, and he's like, what happened to, like, respect, you know? Like, we were talking about something serious on a reality show where we get drunk, you know? And Carl's like, you were born in what, 81?
Two.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, they were born in 93. Like, they come from a different planet.
He's like, all right, here's your triage, bro. Your girlfriend's young, and so she identifies with people who were born after you were. Triage, fucking mess.
Yeah. Dude. What's the rule we always say? People from 93 come from a different planet, and the only way to survive is to fuck as many of them as possible. That's it. That's it, bro.
Cheat on everybody, bro.
Don't like, trust any of them.
He's like, bro, we're from a different gen. So then Paige in the kitchen.
Who's Jen and who did she sleep with? Have Carl.
Dun-dun-dun. So Paige is in the kitchen with Hannah and Lindsay, still going off. Blah, blah, blah. Weddings. Why is everybody so mad? And then Lindsay is just standing there listening to them have so much fun with all of this evil. And she's like, and she just leaves and goes upstairs. She's so, whatever happened to us?
Oh, you know, she's thinking straight to the rosé bedroom.
So Hannah's like, Luke, may I show you to your boudoir, please? He's like, okay, sounds good. So
he's like, are those tennis rackets you got there? And she's like, yeah. He's like, are those fresh balls?
Only,
like,
the freshest.
Only the freshest. He's like, well, that's good, because where I'm from, all the hockey guys play tennis. I was like, hot. I mean, everything you say is hot so far. I'm with you. So she's like, yeah, totally my type. Broke up with British Dave in the winter. Now I'm dating Armand. And then show the picture of Armand, and he's sitting in the pool like this.
It's like, no, no, no.
He looks like Logan from Pump. You know the Vanderpump Rules Logan?
Yeah. So then...
Everyone's like, oh, nothing happened to Logan. Logan's okay.
So now, for some reason that makes no sense, Carl is walking around shirtless. He's just in white skinny pants and no shirt. And he's like, hey, Linz, you want to do berries in the morning? You want to do some berries?
Berries boot camp?
Yeah.
What's wrong, Hub House? What is it, Hub House? What's wrong with you, Hub House? Hey, was Hub House the charity thing she did last year?
No, Hub House is her PR firm.
What is it?
It's her PR firm.
Oh, Hub House.
Hi, welcome to Hub House. This is Hub House speaking. How can I help you, Hub House?
I got the taco contract. Hub House.
I will forever have fond memories of the time she invited all her interns into the apartment, and Christina Gibson was sitting there on her laptop like... If she invites one more intern in here, I am going to type so loudly that you'll have no choice but to send them out.
So Lindsay and Carl are hanging out over the inside stairs. Look at all the kids run around downstairs. And Hannah's like, Carl Radke, want to play some ball? And Paige goes, oh my God, Lindsay, were you touching his balls?
She's like, oh my God, it's so stupid.
But then Lindsay gets mad. She's like, no. I'm going to bed. I'm like,
So Carl goes up to Kyle and is like, hey, bro, non-puberty Luke, did you tell Hannah that I fingered her? You fucking bastard. And Kyle goes, well, dude. And Carl goes, bro.
Finger bang.
Anyway, next scene.
Yeah.
That was the scene.
Carl's like, dude, did you tell her I finger banged Lindsay? And Carl's like, no, Amanda pried it out of me.
And he's like, Lindsay is my best friend. And, like, we crossed the line. And, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
So.
But at the same time, we have to have a conversation about the hookup. And, like, we haven't had that. And now everyone's talking about it. It's not cool.
So then Paige wakes up and is automatic, like, oh, my God, I wonder what's going on with Carl and Lindsay. This is crazy. And Hannah's like, last night was ratchet.
Yeah, she literally says it, ratchet. And Carl, meanwhile, he's like, you know, I care about Lindsay, and I don't want to mess this up. Guess what? You're messing it up. You do it every single season, and that's why we're here, to watch you mess it up.
It looks like he doesn't even make it past episode 2 without fucking around on her. I love this show. I love it. It's so stupid, and every time I'm like, Carl's really changed. Remember last year, he's like, Carl 3.0,
yeah, Carl 3.0. So Paige is now, like, you know how, like, you know, certain superheroes have, like, their maximum powers if they're, like, in their lair? Like, Paige, when she is in bed and her knees are up to her chest, that's when she is most powerful, and she's sitting there, and she's like, if I'm getting married and I'm relieved that my venue fell through, probably a sign. It's just, that's my version of Paige at her most powerful.
Knees up and just gossip, talking shit. So then Hannah plays tennis with Luke, and they bond and stuff. And Carl's like, you know what? I think we should go to the beach. So then Paige and Amanda. Paige and Amanda are watching Luke and Hannah. God, these names.
Paige
is like
looking.
It's a keychain rack of white people names. Yeah. It's like, is there no Parker or Paget? Or, like, what have we gotten this week on
Bravo? I know, Paget, Parker.
Heather, no Heather in here.
I know. So Paige is, Hannah and Luke are playing tennis, and Paige is watching with Amanda, and Paige basically says, if she has a bad conversation with Amanda, that's happening.
No, she said, I'm correcting you now. We know how I am at correcting. Who knows what I heard? But I think she said, if there's one bad conversation with Armand, that's happening. Yes. Meaning, like, Hannah's going to fuck
that's
him the second.
What did I say?
Amanda. Did he say Amanda?
Amanda? I'm sorry, guys.
You said she was up.
Guess what?
Baker.
If Amanda has a bad conversation with Armand, it's also still going to happen with Luke. So.
Yeah.
Happening.
How's it going with Perry? And Paige is like, like, if we get through this summer, like, death move in. Death move
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
If we get through this summer of me not paying any attention to him at all, I'm going to move in with him.
Yeah.
Now, that's a girl who knows how to get married.
Yeah. Perry told me, 2020, always have your nails painted.
Fuck that guy. Who says that? What a monstrous thing to tell somebody.
Yeah. Perry.
Always be prepared for me, baby. Get your nails done. Fuck off, Perry. You're fucking weird,
you know what,
nail
well,
obsession.
Actually, no, you know what
nail
that...
Nail fetish.
You know what that means? That means that if he's going to pop the question, he's going to be one of those people that hires a cameraman to be there. That's what that means. That's what Perry is. Sorry to anyone who did that.
So Amanda's like, that's exciting, but that's also a lot. For you, it's a lot, but you're talking about, like, marrying a guy who's cheated on you multiple times on TV, okay, Amanda? It's a different situation. So she's like, well, I thought living with Kyle was going to be like what you see in the movies. Like, oh, we're having sex on the counter. Gross. What movie is that? And remind me... to never imaginarily go eat at that couple's house. Gross.
No more guacamole from them. That's for sure.
We don't know how often cabinets really get bleached. They don't. Countertops, they don't. Okay? It's like maybe a slight paper towel wipe into the trash, you know?
If you're going to be wiping down your counters and using disinfectant, you're supposed to actually let it sit for like a minute. Because if you just spritz it and wipe it, apparently it does nothing.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm never eating over there.
That was actually more of a PSA than anything else.
Yeah, let's help. Yeah. This show's here to help.
So everyone enjoy your salmonella. It was also a new cast member of New Jersey.
So she's like, I thought it was like having sex on the counter, but it's not. It's like living with my dad. And then it cuts to Kyle spraying bleach on cabinets. He's like,
Amanda. So then, so now
oh,
they're
wait,
all going.
Hold on. Ladies over there, I see you. I hear you. Ladies, I'm talking to you, and you're still talking like this isn't class. I just caught you talking, and you were still talking.
She's been.
I love you. I love you. But... Okay.
Anyway.
Got it. So he's spraying cabinets, and then it cuts back to Amanda going, who wants to have sex with somebody who's constantly telling you to clean up after yourself and, like, do your chores? Like,
there are some people who are very into that.
That's true. There's probably a whole website.
Yeah, I think so. Like it's that. Called, like, clean up and do your chores, not XXX.
Yes. It's like have your nails done adjacent, you know? Haveyournails.com done. Also... I want to have sex with that person because it means that fucker's cleaning the apartment.
Yeah.
Okay? Send exactly. them over.
So now, so Kyle gives Paige and Hannah a hug, like a, I'm sorry, we're going to go to the beach and pretend this never happened. And then they all pile into cars. So we have a girl's car and a boy's car. And so they're like, so what do we think about Luke? And they're like, he's hot. Like, they're all, like, ready to fuck him, you know? And then over in the guy's car, Luke is talking about how he's been sort of flirting with Hannah. And, of course, classic Carl goes... Well, you know that Hannah and Paige have boyfriends, right?
Yeah.
Carl is like the first person to complain about cockblocking, about getting cockblocked. That was Carl out there. That was Carl's new job. Carl's like, I got this sick new job holding a piece of glass. Mm. Nothing's gonna go wrong.
Branding development and glass breaking. That's my branding.
Oh shit, I broke the glass. I'm really worried that I'm gonna lose my job now. I won't reach my glass keeping. Intact quota.
But Carl's stupid because he's cock blocking, but he wants to get with the new girl, right? So if he stops the new hot guy from getting with Paige or Hannah, then he's leaving him open to go get with the new hot girl. It's like Carl right. has no strategy, you know? Come
maybe,
on.
Maybe Carl wants Paige after all. No game. You're right.
No game.
So
just dumb, you know, just dumb.
So meanwhile, the guys, while the girls head to the beach, the guys head to some market. This, like, adorable Hamptons market that's, like, very much the sort of thing you would have seen on the Barefoot Contessa. Like, my friend Charles mans the seafood counter here. Hey, Charles, what's salmon, you know? Because Ina always does that. Ina always becomes such an idiot when she walks out in the world. She's like, oh, can you tell me about salmon? Is that a fish? Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, why do you do that when you put the fish on the paper and then you fold the paper over the fish? Never really understood that. Why do you do that?
My favorite thing before a party is to get this thing called salmon, and then you bet a bunch of flowers all look the same. It only costs about $900, but no big deal. I think everyone should do it.
If you're really going to have a fiesta, talk to my friend the melon baller.
So anyway, the guys go into this market, and Carl goes, gentlemen, let's make this quick. And then it cuts to a shot of Comté cheese, and I was like, are these guys going to get fine cheeses right now?
Yeah, because it's the Hamptons, and they're so snotty about it, you know? It's like, all right, boys, soda, chips, Comté, boner pills. Get the boner pills, boys. Okay, so then Carl's like, whoa, that got crazy last night, Kyle. Did you even get laid? And Kyle's like, no, but those fucking cabinets look amazing. They are sparkling, okay? And that was better. Did you get laid? And Carl's like, no, because you're killing me, blowing up my spot, bro. Finger banging that chick. Like, how could you tell? It's like this whole, how old are we?
By the way, disinfect that entire store. So Carl goes... Last weekend, Lindsay and I were canoodling, let's say, and I tell my boy, and Hannah comes up to me and says, I heard you finger blasted Lindsay.
Finger blasted. Like, it was just upping their game, you know. So the song, hey, weekend up, we're soda, we're almost grown up. It's like a song about Diet Coke. That's what I got from this. Weekend up. We're soda.
We're
almost grown up. It's like a little... like it's sung by one of those little Diet Cokes instead
of
one
yeah,
of the big ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No,
so the girls put down a blanket, and then they all, like, have to agree about how nice it is that the spot they found, because they all go, this is nice. Yeah, this is nice. This is nice. This is nice.
Good.
Yeah,
nice.
This is nice.
It's a beach.
It's nice.
You know why it's nice? Because there's no toxic masculinity.
Let's talk about dicks. Let's talk about dick sizes.
All right, I brought a tennis racket for everyone just to hold on to and feel secure.
So the guys are coming in, and they're carrying stuff that they got from the store. And Carl's like, Carl, don't make it look like you have the most weight. And he's like, I am carrying the most weight, as usual. It's like, what is it with Carl and carrying weight?
He loves it.
Like, it keeps coming up.
Put your weight on me, bro.
Put your weight on me, ice cooler.
So Hannah's like, trying to stir the pot. She's like, so who do you think has the biggest penis? And Paige is like, Carl. And Hannah goes, did you touch it last summer? She's like, ew. No.
Lindsay, did you?
No. Oh, the way that Anna just moves her face is hilarious. And Lindsay goes, no.
No. The only thing I touched was a very firm stick shift and a Lexus.
And of course the old guys come over and Carl's like, Kyle's like, where's the Excedrin? Oh, shit, I'm going to go get it from the car. So he has to run back to the car to get his Excedrin.
Yeah. So the thing is that Carl really is, he wants to get ahead of this whole thing, the finger-banging thing, because he's afraid that's going to get back to Lindsay.
He wants to get ahead of this whole finger-banging thing.
You know, and he's afraid that it's going to get to Lindsay, and Lindsay will think that Carl is bragging, because Carl likes to brag about things like finger banging. So he's like, hey, Hubhouse, can I talk to you for a second? That's one of those signature nicknames I've given someone that no one else has.
Branding, if you will.
Yeah, branding. Like that, Jules? Branding.
So he pulls Lindsay aside saying, oh my God, what is going on? What's going on? What's going to happen right now?
He's like, little nervous, obviously. Little nervous. So, last week, we had fun. She goes, yeah.
You're one of my best friends, and I care about you a lot. And a lot of people ask me what's going on with us. And I told Kyle that things got hot and heavy, you know. And I told Kyle, and Kyle told Amanda. Amanda told Hannah. Hannah then told Paige. And then Paige almost told you, but she didn't, so...
And Lindsay is loving this. She's like so glad the young people have been talking about her sex life. She's like, yes.
She's like, all right, so what's the problem? What is it? Like, that's all you have to tell me? Like, that's it? Like, why are you so nervous? Like, who cares? I'm single. You're single. Taco contract. What is the problem here now? It's like, Carl and I obviously have chemistry, and I don't care who knows it, but obviously when everybody else is talking about it, it puts pressure on us, and now it's like, wow.
Carl goes, I just don't like this game of telephone, you know, like, it's just a lot of bills.
Pay my telephone bills, pay my automobiles.
You know, it's just hard enough paying for Paige's pancakes. The last thing I need is another bill from Verizon.
So they decide, like, who cares? They're still going to bang.
Yeah, okay. Basically.
So then Hannah and Luke are talking. Well, they're with the group still, but Hannah's talking to Luke. And she's like, Luke, why do you like tattoos so much? And he's like, she goes, is it the pain? It's the pain. You like the pain? And he's like... Yeah, I can't get enough of the pain. She's like, oh my God, why are you turning me on right now?
She goes, yeah, I like pain, but I like emotional pain. He's like, so, and he's really, like, this is the mark of a hot guy who knows he's hot, because he's so smooth. He goes, she's basically is like, pain, yeah. It's like, so do you have a boyfriend, you know? Like, because now basically putting her on the spot. And she's like, yeah, I'm seeing someone. And then she's like, what's your type? And he's like, I like girls who have boyfriends. I was like, Luke.
Lucas.
Lucas, you model / hockey coach.
Now that's game. Okay. There's one boy with it on this show. It's not going to last long. One season wonder. So Jules, did you notice that Jules is getting some like bitchy stuff in there? Because she probably likes Luke, because like, who doesn't? Like, she's a breathing human being. Because earlier when they were talking, she's like, yeah, Hannah doesn't like anything permanent. And now she's
Says
like...
the girl who just moved here.
Yeah, you literally just moved from Chicago
from Jordan to be on a TV show, okay? Calm down, Carmen Sandiego. So
such
she's
a
like,
specific
I like.
Specific diss.
Carmen Sandiego just deciding to retire by like just whoring it up in the Hamptons.
Could
you
imagine? My name's Carmen. I like to travel the world. I've stolen some things.
Love
and
fedoras.
I'm just like looking forward to a summer in the Hamptons.
Yeah. That's it. I've had it. I've solved enough fucking mysteries. All right. So then, yeah, Jules just keeps reacting to things like, okay, whenever it's like a couple thing. So the boys are playing football, and Lindsay's like, I'm playing with the boys. So she goes over and plays.
And Hannah goes, athletes are going to go throw some football around. And Paige goes, that's funny because I'm sitting right here. Which, I don't know why, I just loved it. I just like everything she says just cracks me up.
Yeah. So Carl is talking to Kyle about his talk with Lindsay, and Kyle starts, of course, makes it about him and Amanda, because that's just how life is.
Yeah.
So he's like, we never have sex, bro. She just wants to be on her phone and watch TV. It's like, we're together, but we're not together. Like, I mean, she's not present. You know what I mean? I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I'm doing right now while you're talking. I was sitting there like, girl, I was going through my Facebook. Like, oh, they're that bitch again, causing problems.
And I was like, look at that car going down the street in a river of water in Birmingham. I was like, is that Carl's Lexus going down the stream?
It was flash flood, bro.
So Carl's talking about Lindsay's like, you know what? At the end of the day, do I have feelings for Lindsay? Yes. Do I have three testicles? Yes. Do I have a job? Maybe. Is that Lexus mine? Not really. Do I like pancakes? Only when they're on me. I don't even know what that last one meant. Thank you.
Thanks, Mom. Thank you. There are moms out there. You're doing great,
You're doing
girlie.
Great, Callie.
So Carl's checking on Kyle. I guess that's what you were just saying, right? Like,
yeah.
About Kyle.
Let's go to dinner.
Like, yeah, let's go to dinner.
Let's go to dinner. So now we do the thing where the gang's like, time for Carl to put on some white jean leggings, jeggings, as they're branded, and a black top. We're going to go Hub House.
Yeah.
So they all go to dinner. I've been on. Now, this is a guy song, so you know it's like a guy plot thing. And it's like Trixie's just outside smoking. She's like, I'm done.
Paul, you do this one.
I've done the coming. I'm done. I'm officially done.
So
I've been running. I've been on Sunset running with the top back. Get it, girl. You got that. Get it, girl. Like, you got that. There's no way I can stop that. I'm like, that is a different town you're singing about.
Yeah.
At least
Sunset.
At least Trixie knows her town.
Yeah.
She's like,
it's sandy. It's sandy. The sand in my eyes. It's sandy.
So much talk in Montauk. So they all go to this restaurant. And, you know, I mean, usually we all know we are all seasoned Bravo people, or at least we're dragged here by them. And we all know that, like, anytime they go to a restaurant, we have to watch them order everything. That's just part of the process. I don't know why. Maybe it's to make it feel more real, or maybe it's like a kickback to the restaurant or something for letting them shoot there. But this one...
It's a diet plan. I think of it as a diet plan, because they're all skinny, so... Yeah. Whatever they have,
just order that. But there was something going on with this one because, first of all, they ordered some Aperol spritzes, and then it was like a nonstop barrage of people ordering octopus. Like, can you tell me about the octopus? I think I'll have the octopus, please. That'll be two octopuses. Yeah, Amanda and I are going to split an octopus, please. We're going to have an octopus. I was like, why is everyone obsessed with the octopus right now?
And then the other girl, the skinniest girls got three swordfishes. I was like, ooh. So thin. How many points is that?
So now they're like, all right, now that we're at our first formal dinner, now it's time for us to learn about Jules. So Jules, tell us about yourself. And she goes,
Jules.
Hey, Hub House, you want to have a talk? I was like, oh, that was great. Great learning about Jules.
Yeah. So they go have their talk again. And so now Lindsay's like,
oh my God, now the whole house knows about us. We have to figure out this thing.
I'm like, Lindsay, stop with this, okay? So Lindsay's like,
Carl, I want you to know you're like an amazing guy, girl.
I think you're an amazing man. Like, You know how to use your fingers so well. Because you little piano.
Carl, you're just the kind of guy I can always count on. Mm.
You just, sometimes you do the nicest things. You just really touch me. I don't want anybody else when I think about you. My octopus is here. My octopus is here.
Lindsay Puss has been ordered.
So it sounds like she's breaking up with him, but she's not at all. She's like, no, I'm saying you're like hot, want to keep banging you. You have the hairiest back I've ever had on a guy, and it feels amazing in my fingers.
Sometimes I don't know if it's your back or your front. It's exciting. So she goes,
hot.
Meanwhile, back at the table, Amanda's like, why did they both go to the bathroom? And Paige goes, she's sucking his dick.
Which is possible on this show. Didn't Lindsay walk off into the woods with that guy one time? It was a
like
guy
in a Revolutionary War costume, too, right?
Yes. Bless this show. So Carl's like, yeah, you're like the best girlfriend I've ever had. Like, I like you a lot, and like, I think you're amazing, and I just want to make sure that you know that I care about you. And I'm going to try and fuck somebody else, like, literally in 5 minutes. Okay?
Listen.
So don't get mad.
I have a 5-finger plan for this summer.
Can I have your digits? My turn. So he's like, I love you. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
No.
He's like, I love you. And she's like, what does that mean? So now it's like, flip. And that brings us to the end of Summer House.
Yeah, that's it.
Almost made it.
You guys, thank you so much for coming out tonight. We really appreciate
it. Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Coming.
It was so fun. Good night, everyone.
We'll see you guys later. Mwah.
Mwah. Mwah.
Drink to the rosé.
Have fun tonight. Treat your waiters well.
Oh, hi, it's Ellie here, one half of the Scummy Mummies. We do a podcast that's supposed to be about parenting, but we talk about all sorts of nonsense. Books, wine, comedy, farting, whatever, really. Our latest episode is sponsored by Aviva, who offer life insurance to help provide some financial support for loved ones after you're no longer around, as long as you still hold the policy. It costs as little as £5 per month. Go to aviva.co.uk for a direct quote in minutes. Terms and conditions apply. There is no cash in value at any time.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.